The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, what can we expect in the markets today after that rather flat session on Wall Street overnight? Well, let's get the bigger picture from Vasu Menon. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm very well, thank you, and I hope you're doing well too.
I'm doing well too. Well, if you were up last night, Vasu, you might have caught some of the headlines around the Apple event. This new video streaming service, a new news app, a bundle of video games, and even a new credit card. Do any of these things catch your interest? Maybe another way to play Baby Shark for your kids?
Actually, you know, Ryan, it's the digital credit card that catches my attention. It clearly shows you that, you know, these technology players are going to make inroads into the financial services sector. They're going to be big disruptors. I mean, the banks and financial institutions have to take notice of this. This is quite a big strategic move on the part of Apple, strategic shift, rather. So, you know, that's what really caught my attention. But, you know, aside from that, it's quite clear that Apple is trying to address the lower iPhone sales with a whole slew of other initiatives. And clearly what they're doing will be replicated by other technology players, and the world will look like a very different place 10, 20 years down the road, right? Our kids will be living in a very different environment.
Interesting how it's building up an ecosystem. Quite attractive as well. If I look at the rebates that it's offering on its credit card, I think it's giving out 1% cash back on that credit card that it's offering. Well, let's take a look at what else is happening around the world, Vasu. On the market front, we're looking all red across Asia and Europe yesterday on growth concerns, then pretty much flat overnight on Wall Street. So there's a lot of worry about around what's called the yield inversion. And this was actually in the headlines a few months ago. Now it's back. How worried should we be this time, especially now that we have more signs of global growth slowing down?
Well, you know, Ryan, global growth is slowing down. But reality of the matter is that, you know, we're not seeing global growth fall off the cliff. We're not seeing job layoffs, we're not seeing credit defaults, we're not seeing the things that usually accompany a recession. So in historically, yes, inverted yield curve points to a recession. This has happened in the last 50 years. But usually when the yield curve inverts, it's also accompanied by other indicators, you know, sharp job losses, credit defaults, sharp slowdown. We're not seeing that this time. And bear in mind, the last few times when, you know, the yield curve inverted, it was because monetary policy is very tight. This time around, it's quite different. Monetary policy is not very tight. In fact, you know, central banks are starting to loosen monetary policy. And short-term interest rates, while they have gone up above long-term interest rates, in absolute terms, short-term interest rates are still fairly low. So some of the factors that have, you know, contributed to the yield curve inversion indicating a recession are just not there this time around. So, you know, we're now living in a different environment where central banks have, you know, adopted very loose monetary policy. And so they won't be so bad this time. You know, it's not just monetary policy. Government also adopting slightly looser fiscal policy. So there's enough support, I think, that to prevent any kind of a big fallout in the economy. There could be a recession 2-3 years down the road, but policymakers are proactive, they're reacting faster, so it will not be so bad this time.
Okay, so we're looking at the 10-year Treasury note versus the 3-month note. So that has inverted for the first time since 2007. Vasu, what are the bond markets telling you? It seems like Janet Yellen is saying we might be looking forward for a rate cut coming up.
Well, you know, if you look at the futures market, it is indicating that, you know, there could be a rate cut towards the end of this year. That's clearly a possibility. I mean, it's quite amazing, right? I mean, at the beginning of this year, end of last year, we're talking about 2-3 rate hikes, and now we're talking about a rate cut, you know, and that clearly shows that, you know, expectations of growth momentum has really taken a beating to some extent. But, you know, again, if you look at the indicators as far as the economy is concerned right now, we are not seeing the economy fall off the cliff just yet.
All right.
You know, yes, there is a slowdown. So there may be a rate cut, but, you know, I don't see that happening this year, not unless the economy really slows down sharply. There are no indications of that, at least now.
Okay, something to keep an eye on for the rest of the year. Looking ahead, we are seeing Asian markets so far this morning off on a good footing. What do you think is helping you turn sentiment around, Vasu?
Well, you know, partly because, you know, Wall Street kind of stabilized last night. You didn't see Wall Street falling off a cliff. The Dow was quite stable. And there was a big sell-off yesterday, and there is money sitting on the sidelines looking to bargain hunt. And you're seeing a bit of bargain hunting take place. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're seeing a trend reversal. It doesn't mean that Asian markets, I think, will, you know, go rallying from here. But I think it's just a bit of bargain hunting. I mean, people realize that the world economies are not going to slip into a recession anytime soon. Maybe markets reacted to the yield curve inversion to some extent. So there's some bargain hunting, but it may not be indicative of a significant reversal in trend.
Yeah, we're chatting with Vasu Menon, senior investment strategist at OCBC Bank. Talking about bargain hunting, Vasu, there's been a lot of optimism around emerging markets. That story has been quite bright this year, especially with the slew of elections coming up in the region. But now we are seeing a bit of uncertainty in how things are playing out in Thailand. How does this affect your view of emerging markets?
Well, you know, what's happening in Thailand, I think it's quite localized. Thailand's political picture has been, you know, in a bit of turbulence in the last few years. So, yes, it remains in turbulence. It's still not clear who the winner is in the Thai elections. But I think it's very localized. I don't think it's going to spill over into other emerging markets. It is not a dampener for emerging market outlook. I think typically if you take a medium-term view towards emerging markets, they still offer an interesting buying opportunity. US dollar is likely to weaken. Emerging market currencies are likely to strengthen. Fundamentals for emerging markets are much stronger than, you know, 5-10 years ago. Valuations are not very demanding at this juncture. So if you are a medium-term investor with the risk appetite, I think, you know, any kind of pullback in emerging markets may be an opportunity to slowly dip your foot in, even buy gradually, because, you know, I think the medium-term picture is still relatively positive.
All right. And before I let you go, Vasu, let's talk about the big headline this morning, Brexit. This morning, the UK Parliament voted to take back control of the Brexit process. How do you see markets reacting to this for the rest of the week, especially the pound?
Well, you know, the pound is probably going to range trade between 130 and 134. It just adds another layer of uncertainty. The markets have gotten used to uncertainty in the UK, you know, with so much of uncertainty in the last few months. Question now is, will we possibly see no Brexit? Will Article 50 be revoked, or maybe a second referendum takes place and the British people decide not to go with Brexit? I think, you know, those are things that could play out. And if that happens, it could actually be positive for the UK economy, maybe to some extent even positive for the pound. But, you know, the latest developments in the UK has now, you know, added that twist into the picture for the UK and, you know, maybe even global markets.
Oh, thank you so much, Vasu, for your time this morning. And by the way, we're looking forward to catching you at the Money at Work event tomorrow. Are you all set and ready for it?
All set and ready to go, Ryan. I mean, looking forward to having a good discussion as well.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.